Hello and welcome to Wait, For Real?
A true crime and paranormal podcast. I'm Grace.
And I'm Katie.
And we're back for another week. Boop-a-doop.
That was beautiful.
One day someone's going to tell us what we should say right after that and it will be okay.
I listen to like other podcasts, like specifically Two Girls, One Ghost, and they'll just like be like, hey, like we're back, or like it'll just be something different, but it's like very like low-key conversational. Like casual.
Yeah. 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 I don't know. I gotta get it together.
I mean, I think people probably don't even care. You know what I mean?
People are probably like, actually, we literally could care less. We skipped through the beginning.
Yeah.
If you're listening right now, thank you. If you're skipping through this, also still thank you for listening.
Respect.
Give us those views. But yeah, I think Katie said for this week, we're just going to go straight into the episode. We're not going to talk about true crime news, which is fine with me because I think this is true crime news.
Yeah, I always say I'm never going to do this, but here we are.
Well, I think that this is going to be, I mean, as we've noticed with other cases that we've done, you know, that are open cases, like, I feel like they get more traction and hopefully more people hear about it.
I just think if this is, I also just, like, kind of want to give everybody one place that you can find this information because we're going to be covering the disappearance of Riley Strain. So if there's ever an episode that you share this one because someone knows something.
Yeah.
And even if it's small, you know, we'll kind of get into it. Please contact the police if you don't feel comfortable. Reach out to literally anyone who's covering the case and they will
find you the resource or person to
talk to. They'll pass it along.
Yeah.
If you want to stay anonymous.
Okay. Yeah, because I don't know anything about this case. So is there anything else we needed to bring up before we started? I don't think so, right?
I don't think so.
We're keeping it short and sweet here today, baby.
That's right. And this is everything that we know as of March 16th at 12:54 Eastern time. If there's an update in between now and when the episode is live, which will be Wednesday, don't know the date off the top of my head, we will post that on our Instagram.
Yep. Perfect. Sounds good.
Okay.
All right, let's get into it.
Riley Strain has been missing a little over a week at this point. He went missing on Friday, March 8th. Now, he traveled with his fraternity brothers from Mizzou, which I just found out is the same as the University of Missouri.
Yes.
To Nashville, which is about a six-hour drive. I'm not totally sure if they drove or if they flew.
Yeah. Was it for a fraternity event?
For spring break.
They probably drove.
That's what I would think, but I'm not totally sure.
Yeah.
Now, they were reportedly staying at the Tempo Hotel. Now, we will have maps, one that the family kind of like put together about his last known locations, and then also a map of where the hotel is. So I'm just going to explain really quick. If you haven't been to Nashville, if you haven't been to Broadway, you're not familiar with the area.
Yeah, because I have no idea where anything is.
Okay, so Broadway is one street, and I'm going to show you a map of the hotel to the last bar that he was seen at. But the bar that he was last seen at is at the very end of Broadway.
Okay.
And the hotel's on the other end.
Meaning, like, quite a walk.
About 11 minutes.
Okay.
So, just keep that in mind.
Okay. So, Broadway Street's not that long.
It's not. It's like a, like Wall Street, but a little bit longer.
Okay. Gotcha.
So, Riley goes to Luke's 32 Bridge on Broadway that night.
Okay.
I couldn't find much information on what was really going on before. Like, were they drinking before? I do know that he FaceTimed with his mom a few hours before he goes missing.
Oh, okay.
And she says he was fine. He was acting normal.
Right.
Now, like, Luke's 32 Bridge is very much towards the end. There's maybe, like, four bars.
Yeah.
Past it, but that's pretty much it.
Okay.
As of yesterday, March 15th, we know that records show he purchased and was served one alcoholic drink and he had two waters.
Okay.
At 9:35 p.m., Riley is kicked out of the bar.
What?
Now, when this first started happening, they were saying for being overserved. In a statement, the TC Restaurant Group, who owns Luke's 32 Bridge, and they also operate it, said its security team, quote, made a decision based on our conduct standards to escort him from the venue through our Broadway exit at the front of our building, unquote. At the beginning of him being missing, there's some speculation on if he went out the front door or the back door.
Okay.
He was followed down the stairs by one of his friends, but he left alone. His father, Ryan, has since spoken out about this, and he told local media, quote, he was put out of the bar by himself, and there was a time that went by that his friend wasn't able to get out. We believe that he was taking care of the bar tab or whatnot, but by the time that he got outside, he just wasn't there any longer.
Oof, I don't like that. So Katie just showed me some surveillance footage that is related to this case, and there's, I guess, two videos.
There's three total, like, different instances for the most part.
Yeah, and so we watched those, and we'll make sure to include those in our Instagram and everything and links for you guys to follow along. It looks like he stumbles pretty good in the first one.
Yeah, so that first video is at 9:45 p.m., which is 10 minutes after he's left the bar. This footage comes from a smoke and vape shop on Church Street, and it shows him stumbling and then falling in a parking lot, which is located on Church and Third.
Is Church perpendicular to Broadway or parallel?
It is parallel.
Okay.
Third is perpendicular to Broadway and then runs into Church Street.
Gotcha. Thank you.
At 9:47, this is the last video I showed you.
Okay.
Riley is seen on surveillance crossing First Avenue North to Gay Street. This is the last time he is seen on surveillance footage, and he has something in his hand. I assume his phone.
Yeah.
And he looks like he's trying to talk to these two women. I think he's lost.
I think he's just happening. I think if anything, you can tell that something's not right, but I think almost as if he's either trying to like get their attention for help.
Yes. But I think that's what it was.
And I'm not faulting them for not talking to him or anything like that, because I mean, that's a whole different ball game. Like being out at night, and
especially in a place that's like Broadway or just Nashville in general, there's so many tourists there.
Right.
And they might not know the area.
Right. So at this point, is he walking towards his hotel?
No, he's walking in the opposite direction of his hotel. And once I go through these last little bits, I'll show Grace a map. This will again be on our Instagram post of where he was last seen and then where the hotel is.
Okay. Thank you.
Between 9:55 and 10 p.m., this is the last phone ping. Riley is near James Robertson Parkway and Gay Street. Again, I know you guys have no idea what I'm talking about, but it will be indicated on the map.
Okay.
Around the same time, he has his last conversation on the phone with one of his friends.
Okay.
I don't know what was said. I just know that they talked on the phone.
Okay. Do we not know how long it was or any of that stuff?
No. Police haven't gotten the phone records as of yet, which is pretty common. I think we talked about this in another case where the young woman went into the Target and someone unfortunately followed her out and kidnapped her. And we talked about how important it is for the phone records to be given immediately, but phone companies usually kind of fight back on that.
Which is ridiculous at this point.
Yeah.
I'd be pissed if Verizon was like, we're not giving you this information about Grace.
Right. Unfortunately, the phone ping covered a 2-mile radius and didn't give a direction of travel or any additional details.
Okay.
Now, really quick, I'll show you the hotel first.
Okay.
So on this side of the map, that's Luke's.
Okay, so on the right side of the map is Luke's.
And over in the corner.
The left side of the map is going to be the hotel.
Right. He goes this way.
So he's going north.
So you see
how
Third and Church intersect here? That's where he fell.
Okay.
So here's the map.
It's like almost like he's like getting off the main drag and like trying to go around.
But he goes way wrong.
He goes way the wrong way. Okay.
So, and of course, what is next to Gay Street and right underneath James Robertson Parkway is the Cumberland River.
Okay.
Now, let's talk about that briefly before we jump back into the timeline of everything that's happened. The Cumberland River goes from Kentucky all the way to the Ohio River.
Okay.
It's 688 miles long, and it runs directly through downtown Nashville.
Okay.
Not too far. So to Hendersonville, which is like east of Nashville.
Okay.
And a little north is where you'll see it open up into a lake called Old Hickory Lake.
Okay. Have you been there?
No.
Okay.
I just wanted to gather this information for where
the river. But you've seen the river, right?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, you did live in Nashville.
Yes, yeah. Okay. No, I haven't been to the lake, I meant.
Gotcha.
So Saturday, March 9th at 1:46 p.m., Riley's friends call 911 The report says that this is after they went to a police station and tried to file a report. They also called his parents to tell them that they had not seen or heard from Riley since Friday night, and his parents say that they immediately drove down to Nashville. Ugh. Now, 1:46 p.m. obviously seems late. So
yeah.
After his friend, I assume, came out, there's not much information that we have from the friends or that has been released.
I was going to say, I bet they have it. It's just not been released.
But we do know that they did look for him immediately.
Yeah.
And that the next day they looked for him. They were able to see on Snapchat where his phone, or Find My Friends, where his phone had last pinged, and they even went there. They walked everywhere. They really, really like spent hours trying to find him before
panicking. Well, yeah, like, because they were like, maybe we can find him before we freak out everybody.
Now, we saw this we see this with other cases. Specifically, we saw this with the Idaho 4, where the roommate Dylan had survived, and people were like, she had seen Brian Koberger come into the house, and they're like, well, you should have done something, you should have called 911, blah, blah, blah. The same thing, people are coming out saying, like, well, what kind of friends would let him leave alone? Where were his friends? Blah, blah, blah. It's okay. I just want to give my 2 cents on that, and you can take it or leave it. But just remember that these are young men in their early 20s. They're also drinking. People, if Riley was calling them inside the bar, it is so, 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 so loud. Yeah. They didn't just forsake their friend. It's not their fault that this happened.
No, and also, like, as somebody who, you know, has been in, like, I mean, if you're listening, you probably know that Nashville's, like, popping.
Yeah.
On a Saturday night, Friday night, it's busy as heck.
Yep.
If you're in a busy bar and, like, one of your friends, you, like, lose a friend, you reach out and, like, you try to ping them and see where they're at. But at the same time, you're like, oh, well, maybe somebody's with them. Or, you know, or they're like, oh, well, they got kicked out, so they're probably just going to head straight back to the hotel. It's not a big deal. I think it's different for guys, too. I think the mindset is different.
I think the expectation that you're safer is kind of
I also don't, I don't fault the roommates, or not roommates, the friends.
Right.
For what transpired that night. I mean.
Right. And I do have, like, a little anecdote. You guys can skip forward a few minutes if you don't want to hear this. But yeah. I went to Nashville, like, a year or 2 years ago, between a year
and
a year
and a half
ago. I went for a work trip.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so, like, after we had all of our meetings, we went on Broadway, and we were in the Jason Aldean bar, which is right next to Luke's, and I'm not going to say her name because I didn't ask permission to say this, but one of the girls who I knew, she just, like, kind of disappeared, and they kept saying, you know, buddy system, if you want to go back to the hotel, like, go with your friend, and I remember because I was one of the first to leave the hotel, I'd walked back, not alone, and as I was going back up to my room after stopping at the hotel bar, I was stopped by a few other people that I worked with, and they were like, have you seen her? I'm like, no. And I texted her, like, hey, are you okay?
Yeah.
Because she had just, like, dipped. Luckily, she was okay. I saw her the next morning. She's like, I don't even know how I got back here. Mm-hmm. But.
And we don't know the information related to, like, how close he is with the guys that he was with. And, like,
probably pretty close if they're his fraternity brothers.
Yeah, but how old was he again?
22.
So I guess he's probably a senior.
Yeah.
Okay, never mind. I was saying, like, you know, like, if you're a freshman and you just joined or something. Yeah. But this is different. Okay.
Now, going back to the timeline, Monday, March 11th, Nashville police released a statement on X saying they are still working on locating Riley and they're asking the public for help. Riley's family and friends spoke to News 2, calling this their worst nightmare. His stepfather, Chris, said that Riley had been on the same trip before with no issues and would normally talk to his family 3 or 4 times a day.
Yeah.
Tuesday, March 12th, Riley's family, along with authorities, search along Cumberland River. However, nothing is found. TC Restaurant Group released another statement saying they are cooperating with police to provide anything relevant, including surveillance footage.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like hopefully everyone's cooperating.
Yeah. On March 13th, Riley's parents told News 2 that they have seen limited surveillance footage from the night he went missing and that they have asked Brian for help. Luke Brian, whose bar it was.
Oh. Yes. That's his bar.
Yes.
I did not realize that. It didn't even click for me when you said it.
I should have specified earlier. So Luke Bryan has since come out and posted some things on his Instagram saying, you know, this is so scary. He's really hoping for Riley's safe return and that everybody's cooperating, including the restaurant group.
As they should.
Right. The Tennessee Alcoholic Beverage Commission, or TABC, also announced that they are opening an investigation into the matter. We'll get into that a little bit at the end.
Okay.
Nashville's Office of Emergency Management, or OEM, groups have searched the riverbank using sonar equipment and still found nothing. And again, on March 13th, a vigil is held in his hometown of Springfield, Missouri. Thursday, March 14th, the MNPD, which is Metro Nashville Police Department.
Thank you.
They have an urban search and rescue team, and they continue to search the area around Riley's last known location near the Cumberland River.
Right.
During a news conference held Thursday afternoon, police said that they were also speaking with people living in nearby homeless encampments. There are two groups of people that live in the homeless encampments that came out and said that they did see at least two people.
Yeah.
That they did see him.
Okay.
That night, but they don't know where he went.
Okay.
At the time, investigators said there had been no indication of foul play, nor that Riley was involved in any type of fight or argument. Police were still working to obtain all of Riley's phone records as of Thursday. However, they also said there has been no evidence of him getting a cab or using a rideshare service, but they won't really know for sure until they get those cell phone records.
I can't believe that it's taking this long to get cell phone records. I mean, I can believe it because it's annoying, but like, it's so frustrating.
It's horrible.
Okay.
They also note that they searched a storm drain that's really close to the river because people will go in and out of it.
What?
They searched dilapidated buildings that were nearby, as well as some new builds that are along the greenway up towards Jefferson Street that you can't access by car, but someone could walk up to.
Okay.
Just to make sure he didn't just like wander in to something.
Right.
On March 15th, TC Restaurants released a statement that shed more light on the situation. This is where we learned that he only had one alcoholic drink and two waters there.
Right.
They confirm that they have turned over all pictures and all surveillance to MNPD. I want to talk a little bit about the alcoholic beverage company being, like, involved in it.
Yeah.
So this comes from Conspiracy on TikTok.
Oh my God, that's a great name.
It's such a good name. I want to give her credit. She did a video regarding comments that were being posted on Luke's bar's Instagram and that were being hidden. This comes from Mr. Fly Guy. Quote, I went to your bar in October and I was tipsy but not drunk. I was waiting at the bar on the third floor for water because I needed to sober up. I was the calmest person there and waiting in line. The bouncer holds a light and shines it on my feet and tells me I have to leave, and he made me follow him down three stories of steps, and he says I had to leave. I said, the person I was with is still in there, and I asked what I did wrong, and he said, have a good night, and he didn't answer my question. I was outside trying to call the person I was with, but it's very loud. I was in the same situation as Riley Strain. If the people he was with were as drunk as he was, they're not picking up their phone because the music is loud, and they're probably all blacked out. He was blacked out, and he probably was walking and had no idea of what he was doing. I felt like I can't read the whole thing because her head's in the way. But basically, this guy had like flown up, and then he was blacked out of his mind. His phone died. He didn't have any way to contact his friends.
Oh my God.
He ended up being okay.
Yeah, but like that's just like one example, you know, of like.
This is from Jalissa Gomez. The same thing actually happened to one of my parents' friends when they went over the summer. They kicked him out, and he had no phone, and they made him go out of a separate exit. That's what a lot of the complaints are coming out, saying that they would take you out the back door.
Which is just
insane.
Sketchy as hell.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds almost as if, like, the problem might be the bouncers.
Right, and 3 weeks prior, a 25-year-old was killed on Broadway.
What?
By the bouncer who had, like, punched him in the... had, like, beat him or something after he left the bar.
Oh, my God.
Weren't you the one that was telling me about this?
Oh, God. I don't think so. Oh, yes, I did, but I didn't know it was a bouncer at the time.
He hadn't passed away yet. He was in critical condition. Yes. They didn't think he was going to make it, and he did pass away.
Shoot.
And I will say, this isn't to say, oh, my gosh, Broadway's so dangerous. They're saying any area like that is there's going to be a level of risk there. Lord knows downtown Orlando isn't safe. So,
yep.
Riley Strain is 6 foot five or 6 foot six.
Wow.
With a slender build, blonde hair, and blue eyes. He is about 165 pounds. He was last seen wearing a white and black t-shirt, even though people love to debate it. And there is a black square on the white side of the shirt.
So it almost like looks like a button up with split. Yeah, half was black, half was white.
And the whole back of the shirt is black.
Okay.
I do want to take a moment to talk about some misinformation that I think is around there.
Okay.
And that is, I've heard of several creators coming out saying that they know or that there's evidence of a place that he was attacked. And like they're like speculating that he was killed.
Okay.
There's no evidence of that. And when police come out and say, we don't have any evidence, we don't think there's any foul play, we don't suspect anything like that, they're not saying that to discount anything. They're just saying there's zero evidence to indicate that happened.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it did or it didn't. I'm just saying there's nothing pointing towards that right now. Yeah. In fact, they haven't found literally anything of Riley's, not his phone, not clothing, nothing.
Right. Okay.
A lot of other people are connecting this with the river.
Yeah.
And truly, I don't know. Nobody knows.
Right.
They're obviously doing as thorough searches as they can.
Exactly. It's not like they're not doing anything. It seems like there's a lot of people involved to help, which is amazing.
Right.
That people are showing up and taking this seriously. Because we've done cases that that's not true for everyone else. Right. You know? Ugh. This is Grace interjecting while editing this episode. It is currently March 17th at 7:47 p.m. And I wanted to bring an update that we found today. And that is from the Metro Nashville PD. They stated that Riley Strain's bank card was discovered this afternoon on the embankment between Gay Street and the Cumberland River, and it says that the search for him continues. We wanted to make sure that you had all information that we have at the time of us editing and posting this episode. And now we're going to get back into it.
I do think that it's important that if you were on Broadway or Gay Street or anywhere around there and you saw Riley, even if it was for a second, even if it was in an area that he had already been identified, please, please contact police and tell them, because you don't know what might seem insignificant to you could be significant to the case, could be significant to finding him. If you're worried about trouble, you can do it anonymously. You can email us. You can email any of the creators that are talking about this, because you should be able to. I can say you can definitely email us.
Yeah.
And they can pass that information along to police. This, his poor family, his mother, she said this is her absolute worst.
Yeah, this is something you would never want to hear.
Right.
And the fact that there's just, it's like almost like an up and vanish situation.
Yeah.
But I feel like there's so many more questions I have, but it sucks because we have to wait until the cell phone information is released. Because, you know, you have to factor in, like, how many drinks did he have beforehand? Or was it possible that he, like, his drink at the Luke Bryan bar was potentially roofied?
And that's what a lot of people are saying. Again, that's pure speculation.
Yeah, I'm not trying to say what actually happened. I'm just trying to say, like, there's a lot of unanswered questions.
Yes.
Which is unfortunate because I think, you know, this happened a week ago. Like, right. It needs to be, this is so, like, relevant and, like, every minute counts.
Yes, exactly. It's a heavy one, but I will tell you the phone number for the Nashville Police Department. Yeah. We'll also have this in our show notes, as well as our Instagram, like, pictures. We'll put his missing flyer.
Yeah.
So the Metro Nashville Police Department is 615-862-8600. You can also call 911, and the case number is 24-0165752.
Can you call 911 from, like, here where you live and say you have to report on a case that's not here?
I don't know. I would think no. Like, 911 would route you to, like, where you are. That's what I was guessing. But I think that you could say,
like, I have information regarding this
case. A Nashville case. Right. Like, I don't know how. If you don't live in the area, your best bet is to call the police station directly. They will take down the information.
Right. Oof. Yeah. And the thing is, now that you're saying this, like, I know people that were in Nashville last week.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I'm going to reach out to them.
Yeah.
Because I would like to know if there's any more information.
Or if you were out on Broadway, ask your friends this too, and you took pictures and videos, look through those.
Yes. You would be shocked how many times, like, people will appear in the background of a photo that you don't even think about.
And it could really, really help the situation.
Yeah. Ugh. I feel so bad for him and his family.
I do too.
I really, really hope that they get some answers here in the near future.
Me too.
You know, like, I hope by the time that this is live, like, our episode, I hope there's some information. Yeah, I hope they found him.
Yeah.
I, like, don't even want to speculate of what could have happened. No, you know?
There's just not enough evidence of what happened.
Yeah, and that's not our job to do that. Our job's to, you know, hopefully get this information to the right people and then.
Yes. So if you are in Nashville, if you know anybody in Nashville, share this.
Yes. Please, please, please.
Share this information. Doesn't even have to be our podcast. You can share any information that you have about him.
Exactly.
Just to get it out there.
Yep. I agree. And with all that being said, I feel like there's no need for a happy corner today because I would rather this be very straight and to the point of, you know, this is a very active case and there's a lot of unanswered questions that we need. So with that being said, make sure if you want to like, follow, subscribe. Our tag is at Wait for Real Pod, POD. That's going to be for our social media as well. If you have any information regarding this case or any other cases that we've covered or have stories you want to tell us, please feel free to reach out. We also have our email, which is waitforrealpod@gmail.com. You can also reach out to Katie or myself online. Yep. Any way that you find us, basically.
Yeah.
We'll answer as soon as possible. Is there anything else that we need to cover for this week?
That's it.
All right. And we'll leave it off as always.
Go to therapy.
And don't forget to leave the lights on.